This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Mets scored five times in the top of the 11th inning on Monday night and went on to beat the Reds 15-11. It's Cincinnati's fourth straight defeat. In the 11th, Jeff McNeil singled off of Edgar Garcia, who was just called up from Louisville on Monday to drive in the go-ahead run, but then Ryan Hendricks gave up back-to-back homers to put the game out of reach. Vladimir Gutierrez had a rough start for Cincinnati, giving up six runs in four innings of work. Cincinnati pitching gave up seven home runs. On the positive side, it was a big night for Jonathan India, who reached base six times, and for Tyler Naquin, who had a career-high five hits. Highlights in a bit, but first some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Cowboy, this is just one of those ball games you really feel like you need to win for a lot of reasons. One, you get off to a slow start. Two, you answer the slow start. Two, the Mets committed four errors early and felt like they were just trying to give it away. But in the end, the Reds bullpen fell short once more.
Yeah, especially when you're up 7-3. Early in the ball game. Now, I realize that Gutierrez had a tough night tonight, but that is not the norm for Vladimir Gutierrez. Normally, he's on his game. He just had a rough night tonight. But I think you look at this Reds offense, and there was not one time tonight where they were retired in order. I think you continue to see all of those guys, regardless of bench players, whatever, starters, guys filling in. The at-bats are awfully good. They're fighting for it every single time they come to the plate, and no more evidence than that last inning. But the problem that you have is that bullpen needs some help. They've given up 25 runs or charged with 25 runs in four ball games. That's just not acceptable. That you can't win like that. And sooner or later, you're going to just destroy the confidence of the guys in your dugout and in your locker room that play every day, because you're throwing it all out there and yet you're throwing it away at the end of the game.
Tough one tonight. Reds come up short, 15-11 to the Mets. They'll try to get them behind Wade Miley tomorrow night. Yid, back to you.
Now to the highlights. From the very beginning of this game, you could sense it would be a wild one. Brandon Nimmo led off the game with a base hit, and then Vladimir Gutierrez had to face Pete Alonso and Jeff McNeil.
1-1 pitch, and Alonso hammers it. Deep left field. That is way back, and it is gone. 2-0 Mets on a two-run homer by Pete Alonso, his 18th home run of the year. When he came out, this ball is well struck to the right center field alley. This is deep, and this is gone. Back-to-back home runs, Alonso and now Jeff McNeil. McNeil with his fourth home run of the year, and it makes it 3-0 Mets.
Breaking ball to Alonso, breaking ball to O'Neill. Both of them right in the heart of the plate, and they were just spinning.
In the bottom of the first, the Reds got the Mets starter Jared Eichhoff. Jonathan India doubled to begin the inning. Jesse Winker then singled, moving India to third. Tyler Stevenson was next up.
1-2. And there's a breaking ball, skipped sharply to short, bobbled by the shortstop, Guillerme, and he has no play. I mean, he bobbled it and then just tried to scoop it to second base after the bobble. He had no chance to get Winker after he bobbled it. Everybody's going to be safe. Stevenson reaches on what will be a fielder's choice. Winker up to second on the E6.
Huge break for the Reds in that department, because that was a tailor-made double play, and Guillerme just flat booted it.
A run scores. India's home from third to get the Reds on the board. It's 3-1 Mets. And now Joey Votto.
After Joey Votto was hit by a pitch, Tyler Naquin got a couple of more runs home.
3-1 Mets, the pitch. And there's a little looping flare down the left field line. That drops. A base hit. One runs home. Winker right behind him. Stevenson, Votto around to third. Into second. Naquin with a game-tying Two-run bloop double down the left field line, and we're even at three. Second and third, still nobody out.
Eugenio Suarez grounded out. Shogo Akiyama, though, gave the Reds the lead.
The 2-1. And Akiyama swings, sends one high in the air, pretty deep to left toward the corner. Going back, Smith, he'll make the catch. Tagging at third, Votto. Tagging at second is Naquin. A sac fly to left by Shogo Akiyama, his eighth RBI of the year. Gives the Reds a 4-3 lead.
In the top of the second, Guillorme singled with one out, but the Reds got out of the jam thanks to catcher Tyler Stevenson.
Jared Eichhoff bunts, bunts it fair, throw to second for Barnhart. One on to first, double play. Barnhart, Farmer, India. That goes 2-6-4. Stevenson. What a job by Tyler Stevenson. Shades of Barnhart on that play. The way he popped out, barehanded it out from behind the plate, and then threw a strike to second base, and that is some kind of double play.
The Reds added to their lead in the bottom of the second. With one out, Jonathan India was hit by a pitch. Jesse Winker then reached on a fielder's choice and an error by Jeff McNeil. That was the second error of the game for New York. Then with Tyler Stevenson at the plate, the Mets committed two more.
Here's the 1-1. There's a bouncing ball. Another chance for Guillorme. He bobbles it and pushes it to third. Wide of the mark. It rolls over by the dugout. India will score. Winker to third. Stevenson holding it first. And the Reds are up 5-3 on the third error of the game by this Met middle infield.
Joey Votto and Tyler Naquin then add it to the lead.
The pitch. And Votto lines one to left center field. Nobody there. That's going to fall for a hit. Stevenson turns at second, digging for third. Here comes the throw. He's in there. Winker scores, 6-3 Reds on the RBI single by Votto.
Well, that was a no-doubt swing to hit the ball through the shortstop hole, and Votto just slaps it a little short liner into left center field.
Hit by pitch, and Naquin, little cue shot roller, third base side. Tough play, no play. Davis picks it up, everybody's safe. Stevenson scores from third. And it's 7-3 Reds on a little swinging bunt single up the third base line by Tyler Naquin.
If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all.
The Mets got three runs closer in the fourth off Vladimir Gutierrez. J.D. Davis led off the inning with a single. That was followed by this.
The 1-1.
10 games.
Conforto hammers it high and deep to right. Naquin's back. He's at the wall. Looks up. It has gone into the Mets bullpen. Michael Conforto with his fifth home run of the year. Inches the Mets closer. It's now 7-5 Reds.
After the homer, Nito doubled. Two outs later, Pete Alonso brought him home.
Here's the 1-2 pitch to Alonso. Breaking ball. Little flare right field. That's down for a hit. One runs home. Nito. Eichhoff will be held at third. And the Mets are down by one. Reds now lead 7-6. And the only reason that the second runner did not score was because it was the pitcher running.
Vladimir Gutierrez was finished after four innings, and his line was not pretty. Four innings pitched, nine hits, six runs, all of them earned, two walks, a strikeout, three home runs, 68 pitches, 43 forced strikes. R.J. Alaniz, who was called up Monday afternoon when Michael Lorenzen went on the injured list, came on the pitch in the fifth, and Met left fielder Dominic Smith greeted him rudely.
Pauses, pitches, the 1-1, well hit, high in the air, deep right center field. That one's not coming back. It is way out of here. A solo home run for Dominic Smith ties this game up at 7 apiece.
Alaniz and Brad Brock combined to pitch a scoreless sixth. Amir Garrett came on in the seventh. He set the Mets down in order. After they scored in the second, the Reds put runners on base the next four innings but couldn't cross the plate. But in the seventh, they finally broke the tie. With one out, Kyle Farmer singled. He was forced at second on a Tucker Barnhart ground ball. Barnhart moved to second base when Jonathan India walked. That was the fifth time in the game that India had reached base. Next up was Jesse Winker.
Lugo sets, checks second pitch. Ripped into right field. That's going all the way to the wall. Barnhart will cruise to the plate. Here comes India, and they will hold him at third. A double for Jesse Winker. The Reds lead 8-7 here in this one. Well, you said that Winker was due for a big hit, and a big hit it was.
The Reds lead did not last long. Josh Osich came on to pitch the eighth for Cincinnati, and it didn't go well. Micah Conforto led off with a base hit. That brought pinch hitter James McCann to the plate.
Osich sets at the belt, and the 0-1. This ball is hit high in the air, left field and deep. Back goes Winker. Winker at the wall, looks up, goodbye. James McCann has left the yard. A two-run home run for the pinch hitter James McCann, and the Mets are back in front for the first time since the first inning, 9-8.
The Reds didn't score in the bottom of the eighth. Edwin Diaz came on to pitch the bottom of the ninth for New York. Kyle Farmer led off the inning with a base hit. Aristides Aquino went in the pinch run for Farmer. Tucker Barnhart struck out for the first out of the inning. Jonathan India then grounded out, but Aquino moved up to second base. Then Jesse Winker delivered again.
Diaz staring in, has the sign, sets the pitch. And Winker lines it by short into left center for a hit. Here comes Aquino around third. He will tie the game. Winker into second. The ball gets away, but he holds there. Winker's third hit of the night ties the game at 9.
Winker moved up a base on a wild pitch, but Mike Freeman struck out to end the inning. So we go to extra innings, and the just called up Edgar Garcia was on the mound for Cincinnati. Kevin Pillar was the runner at second for New York. He moved up on a ground ball, and then James McCann gave New York the lead.
Garcia with a long look into Barnhart. Tucker sets on the inside corner of the pitch. And a ground ball up the middle. That's a base hit into center field. Past a diving Jonathan India. Right on the hands of McCann, but he's able to pull the hands in just enough to get it back up the middle, and it's now a 10-9 Mets lead.
In the bottom of the 10th, Mike Freeman started on second base as the ghost runner. Joey Votto was first up against Anthony Banda, and he singled to left, moving Freeman to third. Tyler Naquin then tied it up.
One ball, two strike count. Banda sets again. The pause, the pitch. Looping liner into left field. That's a base hit. Here comes Freeman. We are tied at 10. And the Reds keep right on swinging it. Right here in extra innings. Down to second is Votto. And the Reds just keep coming on.
The Reds did have a chance to take the lead, but Eugenio Suarez hit into a double play, and Shogo Akiyama grounded out to end the inning, and we go to the 11th. Garcia came back out to pitch for Cincinnati. Jose Peraza was the runner on second base. He moved to third when Brandon Nimmo singled to right. Pete Alonso struck out for the first out, but then Jeff McNeil gave him the lead.
Garcia, high hold, his pitch. Swing, and there's a line drive to right center field. That's a base hit. Over to cut it off is Naquin. The throw will come into second. Around to third base is Nimmo with Peraza scoring. And it's 11-10 Mets.
Reds went in there one too many times, three in a row in the same spot to a hitter like McNeil. That's not going to work.
Anthony Banda then reached on a fielder's choice with Nimmo out at the plate. That was all for Garcia. He was replaced by Ryan Hendricks, who then had to face Kevin Pillar and Michael Conforto.
The 1-0 pitch to Pillar. And this ball socked in the air, deep left field. Aquino going back, turns and looks. It's gone. Three-run home run, Kevin Pillar. Hendricks is ready at the belt. The right-hander home with a 1-0 pitch. And this ball is well struck. Deep center field. That one's way back. That is gone. Second time tonight, the Mets have hit back-to-back home runs. Conforto has hit his second of the night. 15-10 Mets. On New York's seventh home run of the game.
In the bottom of the 11th, Eugenio Suarez was the runner on second with one out. Tucker Barnhart walked, and then Jonathan India did this.
1-2. And there's a ground ball shot through the right side. That's a base hit, his second tonight. And Jonathan India is on for the sixth time tonight. Suarez scores from third. It's 15-11.
Nick Castellanos, who came off the bench to play right field in the top of the 11th, flew out the right field for the second out. And then the game ended with Mike Freeman at the plate.
Freeman batting for the second time tonight. He struck out in the ninth. He was the ghost runner and scored in the 10th. The 3-2 pitch to Mike Freeman. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and that's all. Reds fall 15-11. The Mets tonight here at Great American Ballpark. Reds have dropped four straight to open the second half.
Here are the totals. For New York, 15 runs, 18 hits, 4 errors, 6 left on base. Cincinnati, 11 runs, 16 hits, no errors. They strand it 15. Banda, the winner, 1-0. Garcia, the loser, 0-1. May, his third save. Home runs in the game, Alonso, number 18, McNeil, number 4, Conforto, number 5, and number 6, Smith, number 10, McCann, number 8, Pillar, number 9. Add them all up, and the Mets had 7 home runs. 4 hours and 45 minutes, 17,080 on hand at Great American Ballpark. And with the loss, the Reds are now just 2 games over .500 at 48-46. Time to hear from a man who had a big night, Tyler Naquin.
I know it comes in a loss, but the first 5-hit game has to be at least personally satisfying for you, Tyler.
It was, yeah, it was cool. For sure, it's my first 5-hit game. But man, that's it was a slugfest out there tonight. I mean, there's a lot of runs scored just right off the bat, you know, all the way to the end of the game. And man, I don't know. I mean, cliche again, but, that's the game, man. Sometimes you come out on top. That's a lot of runs to score. You know, both teams are swinging the bats and, you know, they came out on top.
Every loss is tough, but when games like that where you score 7 unanswered runs, I mean, you score a bunch of runs and you still don't come out on top, are those more frustrating than others?
I mean, I think if you lose by 1 or you lose by 10, it still go down in an L. You know, they're both frustrating, but man, you got to come back tomorrow and put this behind you, and you got to go out there and play the game again.
Tyler, just kind of what is the mood of the team after losing these four tough games right here out of the break?
I think the mood's fine. I think, you know, nobody's thrilled that we've lost four, of course. You know, everybody wants to win, no matter if it's checkers or a big league ball game, you know. But it's – you just got to keep going, man. It's – you know, I wish I had the answer to it, but, you know, you got to come out with the right mindset and the – you know, keep that same work ethic. I know we're over halfway, but you got to keep grinding, keep plugging away, and know that, you know, we got the guys to do it, you know, bullpen and lineup. And sometimes guys are going to hit rough spots, and other guys are going to have to pick them up. And that's just, it's part of a team sport, man. You got to keep plugging away.
Game 2 of this 3-game series is on Tuesday night. Lefty Wade Miley goes to the mound for the Reds, seeking his 8th win of the season. We'll be on the air with the pregame show beginning at 6:40. First pitch is set for 7:10. And once again, the final score on Monday night. In 11, the Mets beat the Reds 15-11. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.